Hello, this is Diane Alston, Extension Entomologist with Utah State University. Now that we're into fall, people start to think about Halloween and things that change in terms of nature in fall. And one of these is spiders. So most people aren't very pleased when they find spiders in their home or garage or garden. However, I want to remind you that spiders are actually beneficial predators that feed on many insect species, both pest species as well as non-pest species. The major spider of medical concern in Utah is the black widow. The brown recluse does not occur in Utah. It is too cold here. Also, people have heard about a spider that there's been some medical concern in the past called the hobo spider. This spider has not really been shown through research to deliver bites that cause necrosis of skin and major concerns. Any spider bite can swell up, be itchy, and for some people, they can have a poor response that is unpleasant. Go to your doctor, get some help with antibiotics and treatment of the site, and it should heal up fine in most cases. I want to mention a few of the most common spiders here in Utah. This time of year, you can start to see the garden or orb web weaving spiders. This spider group is in the group Argiope, and they are very beautiful spiders. They tend to have lovely colors and stripes and patterns, and they spin large orb webs in your garden for catching flies and other insects flying through. Another common spider that you might find in your garage or shed is the wolf spider. This is a very large spider that looks quite menacing, almost like a tarantula, and can be large in size, but it's actually just a very mild predator, eats things it can find in your garage, but it's not a pest. So enjoy the fall season and enjoy the spiders that you find, and best wishes with fall weather and Halloween.